Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, March 26th. Officials say six people remain unaccounted for after a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Maryland's Transportation Secretary says they're believed to have been part of a construction crew repairing potholes on the bridge when it collapsed. Officials say a massive cargo ship lost power overnight before crashing into the bridge, causing it to collapse into the Patapsco River, along with people and vehicles. Here's audio of authorities working to clear the bridge before the impact, courtesy of Broadcastify.
One of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we gotta stop all traffic.
The ship's crew notified officials that it had lost power before the crash, which Maryland Governor Wes Moore says probably saved lives.
And I think just in this time, this state has been able to show what it means to be Maryland tough and Baltimore strong.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the bridge collapse will have a serious impact on supply chains.
So the path to normalcy will not be easy. It will not be quick. It will not be inexpensive, but we will rebuild together.
Former President Donald Trump has been hit with another gag order, this time in his hush money trial. He's barred from making statements about attorneys, court staff, or the family members of prosecutors or lawyers who will be part of the case. The ruling prevents Trump from criticizing his former personal attorney Michael Cohen or adult film star Stormy Daniels, who are both expected to be witnesses at trial. But the order doesn't prevent Trump from talking about the judge or New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running as an independent presidential candidate, has announced Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential running mate. She's an attorney and tech entrepreneur with a history of donating to Democratic candidates.
The daughter of immigrants who overcame every daunting obstacle and went on to achieve the highest levels of the American dream.
Now, it might seem a little early for a VP announcement, but as an independent candidate, Kennedy has to follow a different set of rules to get on state ballots. And in 23 states, he needs to name a VP to start collecting signatures for ballot access petitions, according to data provided by his campaign. Right now, he's only on the ballot in Utah. He's also facing criticism from some Democrats, who say Kennedy could take votes away from President Joe Biden's re-election campaign. At least 12 Palestinians drowned off the northern coast of Gaza while trying to retrieve airdropped humanitarian aid packages that landed in the sea. That's according to Palestinian paramedics. It's unclear which country launched that specific airdrop. Hamas has called for an end to the airdrops, calling it a, quote, offensive, wrong, inappropriate, and useless delivery method. Meanwhile, the Israeli military struck parts of northern and southern Gaza today. That's despite the UN Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in the besieged territory a day earlier. Coming up, the NBC News boss has a PR nightmare on his hands. NBC News says former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel will no longer be a paid political analyst. The news comes after some NBC Universal staffers railed against the network's decision to hire her, like NBC's Rachel Maddow last night.
The fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man, like a mobster, to work at a DA's office.
Some staffers had denounced the decision to hire McDaniel because of her role in subverting the 2020 election and attacks on the press. In a staff memo, NBCU News Group President Cesar Conde said he had approved the decision to hire her and apologized for it. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for Five Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.